I'm Nicholas Glover, lay member of the Hyde Park United Methodist Church in Tampa, Florida. My wife, Caitlin, and I met in New York City in 2012. Grounded by our shared desire to be of and amongst the beloved community, we began attending services at the Riverside Church, a historic church constructed and completed between two consuming and costly world wars. Beyond the grand edifice and the history of the building is the inextricable and lasting link to the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. From the perched limestone pulpit at Riverside, Dr. King announced his fervent opposition to the war in Vietnam because of his all-embracing and unconditional love for all mankind. King's peaceful but lovingly percussive anti-war pro-love cadence was just the beginning. 2 weeks later, while addressing protesters who had marched to the United Nations from Central Park, King had this to say: "I come to participate in this significant demonstration today because my conscience leaves me no other choice. I join you in this mobilization because I cannot be a silent onlooker while evil rages. I'm here because I agree with Dante that the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in a period of moral crisis, maintain their neutrality. In these days of emotional tension, when the problems of the world are gigantic in extent and chaotic in detail, there is no greater need than for sober thinking, mature judgment, and creative dissent." King's words were a clarion call to this country to overwhelm and replace the impulses of retaliation with the love of neighbor. Our ailing nation needed desperately to witness nonviolence in action. King's ministry and leadership of the civil rights movement were anchored in and buoyed by nonviolent love. In his Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech in 1964, King remarked, "I refuse to accept the view that mankind is so tragically bound to the starless midnight of racism and war that bright daybreak of peace and of brotherhood can never become a reality. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word. Even in the midst of our entanglement with war and overdue racial reckoning, King knew well that loving each other, whether foreigners or family, friend or foe, is the affirmation and demonstrative example of Christ's radical love that John 4:20 details, saying, 'Whoever claims to love God yet hates a brother or a sister is a liar. For whoever does not love their brother and sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen.'" As each of us is called to confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, let us be mindful to do so, leading first with the prerequisite love of our neighbor, as Christ has commanded.